Welcome, Tributes to Jabbercast, a Hunger Games podcast hosted by JabberJays.net. Today is Friday, September 18th, 2015, and you're listening to episode 23, for spoilers. My name is Crystal from Honolulu, Hawaii, and I am joined here today by Carla in Panama.
Hey, everybody.
Tash in Australia.
Hey, guys.
And then we have two special guests that have never been on Jabbercast before, so we'd like to give them a special welcome. We have Kate from Victor's Village.
Hello, this is actually my second appearance.
Oh my god. See, so embarrassing. Okay. I'm so sorry. Okay, and then we have Teresa from Down with the Capitol.
Hello.
So, last week we had our ranting episode, which we knew, that it was going to, stuff was going to happen this week. Because every time we do a ranting episode, all of a sudden it starts pouring rain.
Yep.
And it's actually kind of like another reason why we do our ranting episodes, because we know like somehow.
Yeah, you're welcome, guys.
We know somehow it's going to cause things to happen. Anyway, so lots of new stuff happened this week, starting with the announcement of the world tour premieres. Kind of surprising, the world premiere for Mockingjay Part 2 is going to be in Berlin. I think, I don't know, were all of you surprised about that? Because I was kind of surprised, because I don't know.
Yeah, I was expecting them to go with London again.
I actually thought they were going to end it in LA, so.
Yeah, not really, because I filmed there.
Yeah, I guess, but I just kind of thought that, like, you know, LA is, like, arguably their hugest premiere, right? I mean, so I thought they were going to have their last big bang.
But none of their marketing this year makes sense, let's be honest.
And then I think after Berlin, they have, after that is London.
Yep.
And then did they announce?
London, then Paris.
Paris, and then. Then they jump all the way to the 16th with LA, right?
Yeah.
So I think people were expecting some other announcements for other premieres, and that could probably still come, but maybe at this point they haven't locked it down yet or something.
I mean, there was the whole issue with Francis and Nina tweeting the same thing.
Yeah.
So I thought that maybe that meant that there was something in between those two that they just didn't say. Because if you look at the calendar, you have Berlin and London, like, really close. Then. Yeah. Paris is like, what, something like the next week or something? And then you have LA, which is all the way the 16th. Yeah. So there's a lot of space in between. And it really sounds weird, especially the Paris one, because it's right there. You know, it takes like 2 hours on a plane. So it's not that bad. But I don't know. That's the way they did it. So.
Yeah, and I mean, they had a bunch of different premieres last year. I mean, they had one in Toronto that Willow went to. And didn't they have one in Oslo, too? Or was that Catching Fire?
They had one in Madrid.
In Madrid. Oh, Madrid. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. So
I don't know.
It could just be gaps for travel, though. Because remember last time, like, Jen and quite a few of the cast said that they didn't enjoy the closeness of the last time they went to London.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't surprise me. They said, hey, we want a free trip to Europe again, but more days.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I kind of get the gap before LA, but again, it's Paris one that's weird, because it's like 2 hours on a plane, so it's not really that bad.
You think they could go like bang, bang, bang each day.
I guess, but
maybe it has to do with promotional appearances.
Maybe, so yeah.
That's what people were speculating.
Appearances like in London. And before they go on to Paris.
Yeah, like maybe they're going to do like fan events and stuff like that, which would be really cool. So,
yeah.
Okay, something for me personally that was more exciting than the world tour was the way that they distributed the news, because they did it with new stills, which is what we were arguing was all we wanted, right? Last week, that's what we were saying. That's all we want is, like, more stills, right? And so, like, they announced it with, like, I think Jennifer Lawrence had one, and then there was the one with PETA showing the League twins for the first time. Yay! So, I mean, that was, like, really exciting. And then we also got two other new stills. One was a scene that we've already seen in the trailer with Katniss and Gil listening to Paler from the crowd. But the one that everybody, like, got all excited about was the one of Coin, Right? Yes. It looks like she's in the Capitol. Her hair has had her revolution. And she just looks great, right?
Yeah. And she looks so smug. That's what I like. It's like, yeah, I made it. She has no idea what's coming, and I love it.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's been talking about her hair and the way it's cut and her new suit and everything, so.
I mean, I love the hair because, honestly, when I read the book, that's what I pictured. Like, exactly that. So when I watched Mockingjay Part 1 and her hair was longer, I was like, eh. You know, it's okay, but it would have been shorter for me. And then now they made it shorter. Now I'm like, yes, this is my coin.
Yeah, because, like, the short hair, I mean, she was described that way, right? And it kind of made her seem, like, more rigid, I think, and cold.
Yeah, like she was all business.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Very prim and proper.
Yeah, I mean, because longer hair is usually something that you take for more of an aesthetic, you want to look pretty or whatever feel.
Yeah. And
shorter hair is more practical, so you would expect her to have to not bother with her hair, you know? Mm. So that's, yeah, but those stills, it was funny because then we have people commenting on the post like, hey guys, they gave you stills and look, they have the new characters. And I'm like, yes, they heard me. I was so excited. Although the thing now, I'm curious now because clearly PETA is on that still with the two League twins.
Yeah.
When we know in the book that he came in when League 2 died, so now we're certain that something's changed in the movie. And I was just trying to think that day, like, how are they going to do this? Like, why is he coming in? So, I don't know.
I don't know, I feel like they're gonna go for some kind of emotional thing because, hey, we've got twins, we must have, like, one die and the other die trying to save that one. It's like a twin opportunity for more emotion, so.
Give her a more dramatic death than she had in the book.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, and I think they want to avoid probably that extra scene where they have to show her specifically die.
Yeah.
So they're just going to add her onto, like, the mass casualty list as everything starts to get bad.
Yeah, plus, I mean, we already see one of them, we don't know, one or two, stepping on the pod, right? So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Plus, with PETA, I mean, they could easily just say that, you know, they're bringing him in to up the, you know, to make the promos more interesting. So they don't have to, you know, they can just do that without a death. They just, you know, coin sending them because they're boring. And
I mean, I agree. I don't think the deaths will be as spaced out as they were in the book. I think they're going to hit you with a lot of deaths a lot quicker in, you know, a shorter time space.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I'm just wondering if PETA's going to be with them from the beginning or if they're going to send him in.
Yeah.
Because I mean, they could just as easily just send him with the squad from the beginning. So. Yeah.
Because, I mean, that would add more drama, right? I mean, and save some. It would help with the condensing a bit.
But, you know, they're very sneaky about those stills, too. Like, because I was looking at the still with Jackson in the apartment that we had from before, right? And they're all around, and you don't really see any of the new people except for Jackson. But if you look behind Katniss, you can see a ponytail, and I'm like, that's one of the League twins, right? So I'm like, okay, one of them is dead, right? This is a point where one of them is dead. And then next, they release the scene, the still with the two League twins, and I'm like, okay, I was wrong, great. So yeah, they're sneaky like that.
So the one of Katniss, I actually really like that one because it just reminds me of how when we first saw the set photos, I thought it was just cover up her actual costume.
Yeah.
I think we talked about that before, but oh my god, every time I see it, I just feel so stupid.
Yeah, it's the actual hoodie that she's wearing or jacket or I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But she's actually wearing it.
It still looks like a doona.
Yeah.
Or a quilt. call it.
That's right.
I thought it was to cover her up, just because it looks like one of those things that they hang in elevators when they're renovating elevators. It's like a sofa cover or something. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's like got that diamond pattern of sewing.
Or moving carpets, you know, the things they shove between your furniture when you move house.
Yes, exactly.
Well, and maybe that's all the rage in the capital of the year. You never know.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe Tigress grabbed it off of her furniture and was like, here, I'll make this into something for you.
That would be fantastic.
Well, they have been having a shortage of all of their district, you know, supplies and goodies, so maybe they're having to be a little resourceful.
It's funny, though, because when this happened in the book, because, you know, in the book they take, like, clothes from Tigress's shop to just cover themselves, so you think about it and you imagine them looking like idiots, right? Because the capital is so flamboyant, right, that you just imagine they pulled whatever they could that didn't match, and they just look like clowns, right? So every time I imagine that in my head for the movie, it was like there was some random dude wearing like a huge pink, I don't know, feather jacket or whatever. So I really want to see what the others are wearing. Because if Katniss is... I mean, Katniss is... It's okay. It looks... it looks like the thing you use to move furniture. But at the same time, it's kind of capital, right?
Cause yeah,
the
belt, it's colorful whatever. And teal. And
yeah. So I'm
shimmering.
Like...
Okay, imagine Gale.
She looks somewhat fashionable. So I want to see what the others look like. That would be funny.
Definitely want to know. I mean, we didn't see any pictures of PETA, right? On, like, set photos and stuff like that. So.
I think we only saw Katniss and Gale.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Which is kind of surprising, actually, now that I think about it. I never thought about it back when we were seeing all the set photos coming out. I mean, he had to have... I mean, he's... I think they have him there, right? In the square when it happens. That scene. Don't they say in the book that he, like, puts out the flames or something? Or is that my imagination?
PETA. You mean PETA?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does put out the flames.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because he gets burnt as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not to the same extent as Katniss, I don't think, but...
And they shot that because Josh said they shot that scene. Mm. So...
Okay, so since I didn't say this yet, we are going to talk about spoilers for Mockingjay in this episode. just in case the episode title doesn't clue you into that, we're going to be talking about the end of the book. So if you have not read the end of the book, then you can listen to this later. After November.
Yeah. I mean, if you haven't read the book, you should probably read the book. I'm just saying.
Yeah. or if you've already watched a certain trailer, don't bother.
Okay, yeah. So let's move on to that because when did they announce that? Good Morning America announced on Twitter pretty late.
Tuesday night.
Yeah, late at night. They said that they're going to be premiering the new trailer for Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2 the next morning. And then
everybody freaked.
Yeah, everybody freaked out. It was like, why are you telling us so last minute? You know, and then it leaked on Tumblr, and you know, I watched I have to admit, I watched it. And then the next day they aired it on GMA. Because I mean, people who were watching it on the Tumblr stuff, they were just like, "Is this serious? Is this for real?" Because
they thought it was fan made.
Yeah, they thought it was fan made. Because I mean, it does have like that you know fan kind of whimsy kind of flair to it. So,
yeah.
That's what a lot of people were saying. So, then it did play. They did play. It's called Four Prim. They did play it on Good Morning America. I didn't actually watch how they introduced it though. Did any of you?
No, I didn't.
Good Morning America.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was really simple. It was like it came out of nowhere because they didn't even really say it was coming until pretty much they were showing it. So they just they were doing one of their outside things and then said, you know, we're really excited about this, and then they showed it and they probably showed 30 seconds, maybe, if that, and then they said you can see the rest on the website.
Oh, really?
Oh,
so they didn't show the whole thing.
What? Yeah, they didn't get very far in it at all before they cut it. So
that's strange.
That's totally weird.
I didn't know that. Okay. Because I didn't watch it. I mean,
yeah,
I
Good Morning
like,
America's a bit early for most of us.
Gotta love morning television.
Wow. Okay, well, let's talk about it, though, because, I mean, for me, I didn't care for it simply because of the song. I don't like the song. And the song that they chose, I mean, the title of the song is very spoilery. I mean, I get what people are saying when they say that it's actually not spoilery if you watch it from a non-reader's perspective. It is spoilery if a reader tells you, it's spoilery, don't watch it, and
no,
then they watch it, and then, you know, they're like, oh, something bad has happened
to her. I disagree with that. Yeah. I disagree. Like, in movies, it just depends on the person, because in movies, if some random character that I haven't seen in a while suddenly speaks up and they really focus on that, immediately I go, oh, he's gonna die.
Yep.
I mean, yes. That's just me. Immediately I just go, oh, he's gonna die. And I'm really glad when they don't, but most of the time they do die. So, you know, if I had not read the book and then all of a sudden this four prim thing comes up,
yeah,
I would be like, yeah, she's dead.
Well, you plus it was just kind of like cut to be like an in memoriam kind of thing.
Yep.
Yeah, it felt like
it
exactly
had that
like
that feel to it. And
I think if you're a non-reader, they've given up the game.
Yeah.
Completely. Well, it's so obvious in your face. She's dead.
I mean, maybe that's why they didn't show the whole thing on GMA, because they realized that, you know, putting it out there on national TV is probably not
the producer who was in charge of it was playing it. I was like, wait a minute, cut!
Yeah, I didn't know this. Stop!
I feel like whenever in a movie or television show they suddenly put an emphasis on a relationship that is not romantic in nature, one of those two people is about to die.
For both.
Yeah,
or both. Yeah.
And this is not Divergent, so we know it's not Katniss.
Yeah, exactly.
Spoiler Crystal.
We mentioned that there are also spoilers for Divergent in this episode. Sorry. No, but seriously, I mean, okay, I'm with Crystal in the fact that I didn't really like the song. I didn't really like the video, but those are things that I could have gotten over. I just did not. I could not get past the spoiler thing. Like, this would have been. Yeah, this would have been a lovely.
I think it would be a beautiful DVD trailer.
Exactly. Like, if they had put it in the DVD extras, I
probably
would have been really sad.
Yeah, or before, you know, it comes out in March or whatever. Like,
yeah.
Just feel like it's in completely the wrong place.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, you know, when people in Hollywood die, they play the in memoriam for them after they die. They don't play it before they die.
Oh. Yeah.
She hasn't died yet. You're killing her too early.
I just couldn't like it for that reason. I just thought, this is just so wrong and so silly. And I couldn't, you know, even though parts of it, like you said, were beautiful and it was nicely cut together with the shots. I mean, yeah, I didn't really care for the song either. But I just looked at it and thought, I hate this. This is such a stupid idea. I can't appreciate the niceness and the production of it.
It's just completely
the wrong place.
Why risk it? I mean, there's going to be some people who catch on and some people who don't, but why are you going to do that to the people who are going to catch on?
And as Crystal mentioned,
there's this like paradoxical thing where you can't mention to people that it might be a spoiler if they haven't read the books, but at the same time, you don't want them to watch it if they haven't read the books.
So what do you say? Don't watch that. And what if they accidentally see what it's called?
I mean,
just the title of it.
I mean, imagine if Star Wars, like, if they had said, told you before you went into the movie that Darth Vader was Luke's father.
Father's Day. Featurette for Empire Strikes Back. 2 months before the movie comes out. Totally.
You just don't do it. Like, I love spoilers. I personally don't care. I'm quite happy to know a whole movie's plot before I go and watch it. But most people don't. I realize I'm in the very much minority on that fact.
I know, totally. That's why I think I get more upset. Because I've so many times I've been told, you spoiled me, that by now I'm just paranoid that everything is going to spoil.
That's right.
Anyway, to give them some credit, though, some people did really like it. Like, I know Teresa liked it. She was emotionally moved by it. And I've seen a lot of other people saying that, you know, it made them cry and things like that. So that's good, but I just... The other thing that bothered me is the way that they called it a new trailer.
Right. It's not a trailer.
It's not a trailer. That's not a trailer. It was like, it was like 90% old stuff, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's the stuff of Katniss is, you guys said it's from the exhibition?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So
For those who don't know, the shot of Katniss rotating in the background, we think, I mean, obviously this hasn't been confirmed by Lionsgate or anything, but I the first thing that crossed my mind is that they have these like hologram thingies where you look into you look into a screen and it looks like a hologram of the characters rotating on platforms. So it's really cool. In the exhibition, they have Katniss, they have Gale, they have, I think, Finnick, Effie, I don't remember if Haymitch was in it too. They have a few of the characters. And the first thing that crossed my mind. The box too, yeah. And the first thing that crossed my mind when I saw the promo was, okay, that's from the exhibition. Great. I can't unsee it anymore. So yeah, that's cool. I mean, it wasn't really filmed for Prim. So I don't know.
Well, they had that at Comic-Con last year, the Capitol. Peter and Joanna.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
But those look real, though. These look like actual holograms, like blue.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah. It was really cool in the exhibitions, but, you know, I don't know that it fit. For me, it didn't really fit. Like, I could have had the Prim montage without Katniss rotating in the background. It would have been actually better for me.
Yeah.
But
I kind of ignored that part. Like, I was blocking it out, like seeing everything around it, and then only when I saw still shots of it, and then I noticed her again because it was like,
yeah, it was really like hard to see her.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, that was something that Carla said. Like, it was so hard to see her. That you said you were wondering why they even put her in at all, right?
Yeah, because I mean, in like later on, you can see her a bit more, but at the beginning, it's like all the Prim shots just cover her. Yeah. I'm like, why? Why is she even there? But I mean, I could get over that.
To make it relevant to the final film.
I guess, yeah.
I guess, you know, to put
I mean,
her in there.
They had so little footage that they had to give us something else, I guess. But I mean, that's the thing. There was barely any new footage. What was there was totally didn't have any context, so can you really call this a trailer? No.
To me, if you're gonna call it a trailer for a specific movie, it has to show footage of that specific movie.
Yeah.
You know, there was like a half a second flash of PETA that we haven't seen before, and it was like a little bit more of the wedding dance, which we've already seen in the trailer.
Which was great.
It was a really beautiful shot.
We were talking in the comments on the site that the cinematography of that moment, like the way the camera goes around them, it's really good. And I really want to see the whole scene, but it doesn't tell me anything new about the movie, so it's not. I don't really consider it the trailer for that.
No, I think that's the one thing that bothers me is the fact that they did call it a trailer. I mean, I can see what they were going for in this. I can see that I believe their goal with it was to kind of remind you where we started and where we're at this point. And plus, you know, some people said to bring Prim up a little bit more because she, you know, since you can't be in Katniss's head, you don't know how important she is to her in the films. Mm. It just doesn't come across. So I think this is like, you know, to remind us this whole thing, it all started because it was for Prim. You know, if she hadn't if Prim's name hadn't been drawn, none of this would have happened. So I think that's what, you know, their goal is. I don't see how they wouldn't have thought that, hey, this could spoil people.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, on a whole, just looking at it, and I guess I'm just like, I was watching it trying to think of it, you know, if I was seeing it at any different time, and that's, I think, what I liked about it, mm-hmm. is just that reminder. But no, it was totally shown at the wrong time. I totally agree with that. And this is, if you want to call it a promo, or you want to call it something else, you just don't call it a trailer.
Yeah.
I mean, I kept bringing out my Inigo Montoya. I can't say his name right, but I think I put that graphic on. You know, you keep saying that, but I don't. You know, you don't. I don't think you.
You're not using the word right.
Yeah, you're not. I kept bringing that out because of, like, you can't call it that. And at first, you know, we were all thinking, oh, this is just GMA doing it, calling it a trailer, until Lionsgate did it. And it was like, you know, we were giving it the benefit of the doubt here. And
yeah.
I think optimistically, it's a franchise trailer. But franchise trailers aren't usually something that the actual franchise does.
Yeah.
It's something that fans do.
Fans, yeah.
I mean, I don't... The thing for me is, because I get the idea of them wanting to remind us about the relationship, but I was, because it's funny, because they released this a day after the Allegiant trailer did exactly the same thing. A bit worse, actually.
Which didn't go over well.
Yeah. People hated it. And then they released this the next day, and I was watching, I like to watch the videos from Collider Movie Talk, and they were reviewing the Allegiant trailer. And I think one of them says, well, you know, if they have to remind us of what they were supposed to have shown us before, that's not a good thing.
I mean,
they could have just gone on pretending that we all were really, really into the whole Prim and Katniss thing. Because I think in the book it's like that, like, because Prim isn't really there all that much.
Well, I guess for me, it's just that the movies have been a smashing success. So I mean, for me, it's just like, you know, have some confidence in your films, and you don't need to do something. I can kind of see where Divergent might need to, because the box office isn't as good as Hunger Games. But Hunger Games is just it's a huge phenomenon. So I just feel like this wasn't necessary, because, you know, they should have some faith in the people who are watching that they're not gonna, like, forget that easily. You know, oh, wait, who's this girl again? Oh, her sister. You know, I don't think people are going to be like that. You know, she's been in every movie, right?
Yeah, I mean, she's been there enough, I think.
Well, there were comments I saw on Twitter from just, I guess it would be the general audience, different people going, well, would you do this to make me care about her? Because I don't care about her now. And it was, you know, there were those people that were really, you know, as far as dissing it, because, you know, you're trying to make her important now, and which, you know, I believe, even though she's not there all the time, she's still important. I mean, how you still know that, but we've read the book, so we know what's in Katniss's mind all the time. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's a little bit skewed, I guess, as to what the general audience is going to think.
Well, for the general audience, though, I mean, this trailer is obviously not going to make them care either. Oh, so, well, so there's no point there either, right?
Yeah, but remember, this is for the fans. This, in quotes.
Yeah.
But the fans don't need the reminder. That's the thing.
Yeah.
So it's
true.
Like,
very true.
And that it's the confidence thing that Crystal was talking about. Is that, you know, if it's like them admitting that they feel they didn't push this enough in the previous movies. And I don't want them to do that. I just want them to keep going. Like, if they didn't have enough Prim there, okay, just go with it. Because the people who are invested are already invested, you know? And the people who aren't invested are not going to be invested with this. So, was it really necessary? Well, if you really want to do something for the fans, then you have it on as a DVD extra, and you see the thousands of people that are going to be, like, curling to a ball and crying while they watch the DVD, and it will be great. Because, you know, people like that. I mean, they I guess we're all kind of masochists that way, but one of our characters die, we feel for them, and that's good. But that's then, not now. Like, is it really necessary now? That's the thing.
Yeah. I feel like there's, like, there's a connection, even if we don't connect with Prim personally, there's a connection when it happens.
Yes,
because
yes.
the idea of losing a family
sister.
Member
and yes,
yeah,
exactly.
a sibling
yeah, so...
in a horrific way, it hits you, but but it would hit you harder if you were more invested in Prim. Like, it still hit me plenty when I read it for the first time in Mockingjay. So I'm not too concerned about it. But,
well, the other thing, too, is that, I mean, we have arguably one of the best actresses in the world playing Katniss.
Yeah.
And you know, for a lot of people who have said, reading the book, that they didn't really feel emotionally attached to Prim dying, what
yeah,
did
I mean,
move them
was
how Katniss reacted
exactly.
to Prim's death. So, I mean, it's not like with Jennifer Lawrence acting out her pain after Prim dying
yeah,
is not
going to
move
that.
People. I mean, the general audience is going to be moved by her performance. So, I mean, like what Kate said, you know, even if they don't care about her before, I'm pretty sure they'll care about her when that happens.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely. So, yeah, it's just, it didn't really have, I don't really think it had a reason to be released right now. I mean, it would have been lovely after. And I probably would have cheered for it, even if I don't like the song or if I don't like the whatever. But the idea of it was good. And I like them trying to, like, tug at my heartstrings like that. But not now.
Yeah,
when you can spoil a ton of people.
Wrong place.
I
wrong
have
time.
A conspiracy theory, too, that's come with this trailer. Because we saw so little, I'm pretty sure that quick twirly dance in the exchange of I love yous is probably the only proper Katniss Prim scene in the entire movie, which is why they couldn't do more.
I did want to ask, do you think that line, those two lines where they say they love each other, do you think that's dubbed over?
Yeah, I do.
Because it didn't look like they were saying it.
Yeah, they weren't saying it.
It's from Catching Fire.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
When they're out in the when they're gathering snow, because I thought it was there at first, and it was like somebody I was talking to somebody and they were like, and I said, well, there's new footage at the end of them dancing, and I was about to say they say I love you, and then I watched it again and I'm like, hold on a second, their mouths
don't
yeah. So I'm thinking it's just dubbed over from Catching Fire. So.
No problem. What I'm thinking, though, is because it happened to me when I read the book that, you know, Prim is around a lot more in Mockingjay than she was before because Katniss doesn't have to go to games and stuff. So you see her around a bit more. And then there comes, I mean, she's there at the wedding and they dance and et cetera. But then I just wonder how big of a deal they're going to make of her training to become a doctor, because in the book it was kind of an afterthought and I totally forgot about it until all of a sudden she's in the Capitol and I'm like, what? So, you know, I wonder how big a deal they're gonna make it, because I don't think that the dance is gonna be like the one big scene because of that, because I think they have to make a bigger deal of her training so that when she comes back at the end we remember.
Well,
you know,
in the books, they do at least suggest that Prim came up with the idea for PETA's rehabilitation therapies.
Yeah.
So they could delve into that a little, maybe.
Yeah. Plus, we know there's no deli, so I think
yeah,
a popular
so
theory
some...
has... I think we've even talked about it before on the podcast, is that Prim is going to replace delis. Deli's place in PETA's recovery, right? So
probably. Yeah. So yeah, that's what I was curious about. So yeah, I don't know. This trailer, it's not really. Well, first, it's not really a trailer, and then second, the footage. Yeah, it was okay, what little we had, but it's not really.
So some people were
I wonder if the PETA thing, I wonder if the PETA thing is, like, because I was thinking, why did they add PETA?
Yeah, that's what
you know, there's like half a second of PETA.
Because
and he's
PETA
wearing,
makes them...
he's wearing white, so he's still in the
hospital.
In the hospital, so I was wondering if that was related to, you know, Prim actually being part of his.
Well, plus it was a new shot of Prim too, right? So I mean, I think some people are speculating that this is proof that you know, that Prim goes in to help him recover.
Yeah.
I mean, that would make sense. I wouldn't object to that at all. So.
Yeah, no. You have to show PETA because PETA makes everyone happy, no matter what it is. That's true.
I was just saying that that's the one thing they've learned. When the fandom is not happy at you, just give them PETA.
PETA makes that it all better.
Which is true, honestly. Yes. Like, yes. I will never say no to PETA, so, yeah.
I know. Whenever like there's PETA, we're all like, "Oh, where's Sarah? Where's Sarah?"
That's right. That's right. And actually, Sarah was, and this is another thing I wanted to mention. Sarah was suggesting, and I've seen a lot of people actually mention this. Like, what if they actually make this into a series of like from, like first Prim, then PETA, then Gale, or whatever, and like focusing on Katniss's relationships with them. And I think. I think I told you guys that at some point that I would have liked that, but if maybe they had started with PETA, so that Prim isn't that obvious.
Well, you know? I mean, I don't want to burst anybody's bubble, but I don't have much hope for that because they have not shown in the past that they are good at carrying on series things, because there was Hunger Games exclusive, which I think had two issues.
They have like 70,000 websites, so yeah.
And then there was Capital Couture, which I think had three. I mean, they kind of like lose interest and drop them.
The best, the best one was the Hunger Games. The other one that's not Explorer. Exclusive was it?
Yeah, yeah.
That only had one.
Oh, the first. They only had one. Really?
There's
too many. We've first, gotten them.
Oh my god!
It was the one where they
had the stills and the interview. Yeah.
Yeah, with Francis and Nina and.
Yeah. See. There you go. I mean, that was like episode one or issue one or something, right? And then So yeah, I don't. I'm not holding. I'm not gonna hold my breath on that.
I was hoping.
I'd like to know what the world record is for how many websites for one film franchise.
I mean, they've won that. Yeah, because they still have all their district websites that don't do anything anymore, right? District.
Yeah, well, they had them on Facebook.
They were supporting that country or that island nation for
Pitcairn Islands, right? Pitcairn Islands.
But no, I mean, I would have liked to see more of these just so that I could tell people who haven't read the book, like, no, Prim's not dying. Look, there's many others.
I'd just like to see one of PETA, so, you know.
Oh, God. So we could all cry.
We can forget the Gale
one. That one would make me cry. Yeah, I don't care about that. I guess his wouldn't be that sentimental. So, yeah.
Stab.
They probably do a Gale and PETA one together just to try to, you know, somebody like, let's make them think there's a triangle again. Let's do this.
No, what is that? No. No triangle. Gale and PETA are going to get together. That's what it means. Come on. Katniss doesn't need a man. Come on.
I would love to read this series where that actually happens.
I know, right?
There are two guys going after her, and then they end up with each other. That would be
awesome. Writers, get on it. No, but that actually reminds me. We were talking yesterday about the still with the leaked twins, because they tweeted it out on the official account, and they're like, the leaked twins have their eye on PETA. And the first thing that went through my mind was, oh my god, not another love triangle. So, yeah. No, let's not do that.
All right. So, we have one last topic. They also released a new poster.
Mm-hmm.
Did any of you like it? Because I want to reserve my comments for after.
I didn't mind it. I mean, it didn't blow me away or anything. It was okay. I didn't hate it. I didn't like it. On the other hand, it did, like, draw a smile on my face because of the bird thing, because I have a pet bird, so and she likes to like stand on people's shoulders and heads and stuff, so I thought that was cute. But it's just Katniss standing there with the Mockingjay on her shoulder, so it's not that big a deal.
I mean, I guess maybe they wanted to do the side shot because they've done side shots for her for so many other posters.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, there was a there's a big difference between the Hunger Games poster with the side shot and this one. I don't know. I mean, it was just a little too artsy art gallery for me. I mean, I didn't like the background and everything.
It's the Pocahontas background. It's almost the same.
Or is it?
What had the same cloud formation as that Catching Fire poster?
Yeah.
Or I thought it was from the I thought it was from the President Snow thing.
It might be the same.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
My reaction to that one is the same reaction I had to the you know the sun persists and that
Pocahontas.
The
Pocahontas.
It was like okay, yeah, it's a poster. Moving on.
Yeah. Great.
What else you got? I mean, I like the quote on it, though. Okay, can we throw? I mean, it's like one of those things where they put this quote. You chose a quote from. I mean, it's like what else can you say that day? You've put out a For Prim trailer.
Yeah.
And then you put out a quote. The quote that happens just after Prim dies. It's
I mean, they were going to because the first in the Mockingjay one tagline was also like
fire burns bright in the darkness.
Right. Yeah,
it's her thinking about Prim, so they didn't want to make it too obvious or anything. I'm like, no, let's choose another Prim quote. Like, really.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I didn't like the tagline because to me, it's not really a tagline. It's just like a sentence fragment. You know, it's a description. A creature as unquenchable as the sun. And I'm just like, what about it? You know, usually like a tagline is like a statement of something. But this was just like I don't know. It just felt incomplete somehow.
It's trippy and random. Like, this is the thought that Katniss has as she's like kind of maybe dying, going through immense trauma. It's not like a sane line of thought.
But that's what they do. That's the thing. Yeah. It was the same thing with the last movie. Like, they chose the fire burns right in the dark. It's like, that's when she's thinking about the fire that killed her sister.
Yeah.
Like, really? But that's what they do. So, I don't know.
It didn't fit for me. I mean, and like the red suit, I think the red suit was really good for like the white poster because of the contrast.
Yeah.
But this one, I don't know. I mean, it's just, I don't know. In general, I don't really like the red suit. It's very Michael Jackson-y for me.
Yeah.
Or Janet Jackson-y.
Yes.
Like,
it's like cue that dance clip again.
Yeah. No, but I think I've gone colorblind to the suit because like I saw the poster and I'm like, oh, it's Katniss.
Well, you've seen the manipulations where people have recolored it black.
Yeah, those are great. I mean, I still don't know why they decided to have a red suit. That's never going to be in the movie.
Well, we don't know. Maybe it will be.
Oh, God, please don't. No. Crystal, why do you do that to me?
Well, they made this is the thing. They made that suit, so they had to use it in the poster and everything else because they got to get their money's worth out of it. So they've got to get it somewhere if it's not going to be in the movie, so...
Well, the other thing, too, is I want to know what that banana phone thing was when she was wearing that suit.
But yeah, they never put that back up,
they
right?
They never put that up. I mean, come on.
It doesn't have to be blocked anymore. We know about the suit.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know whose great idea it was. Like, hey, why don't we make her a red Mockingjay suit? Like, why? It's just so unnecessary.
Well, I mean, are they trying to say, I mean, because...
Maybe they're trying to pull a Deadpool on us. Like, have you seen the Deadpool trailer? Like, you know, I wear red so that my enemies can't see me bleed. Maybe that's what they were thinking.
Well, it might have something to do as well with the awful black version of Woodstock from Charlie Brown that is perched on her shoulder. Because if you're in a black suit with a black bird... perch on your shoulder, it kind of blends.
Yeah, but I mean, that's really what I was thinking about the bird too, because I look at it and you know how my mind is. Like, the first thing that jumps into my mind is that the bird is standing way far back on her shoulder.
Here's
it
the
cannot
bird physics.
Be balancing right. So, like, the first thing I think when I see it is that poor bird is going to fall as soon as she takes a breath. Because physics, you know, gravity. But I get the idea that they couldn't move it further up because it would blend with her hair. So yeah, I guess that's why they used the red suit for the.
But it doesn't even it doesn't look like a real bird. Like, I saw, especially with, like, the little feather sticking up on the top of its head, that's why I immediately went to Woodstock from Charlie Brown. But it, you look at it, and you're just like, it's super CGI. This does not even look like some
sort of
bird. But
they looked okay in the movie, though. Like, when it's moving in the movie, it looks good. Okay.
But the poster, it did not translate.
Yeah, I mean, I like the bird, but I like birds, so I'm biased. But still, like, I don't know, that red suit, it's... Well, I mean, the thing is, you remember the posters for the first movie? They were all so, like, there was so much movement in those posters. It was like...
Even the taglines were really awesome. I mean, yeah, the world will be watching.
The posters themselves, like, Katniss was just, you know, using her bow. Like, she had her boat. Remember that one for the fan thing that they gave out to the fans? And it was just Katniss's face as she was, like, pointing with the bow. That was awesome. And the one where she's standing in the Avenue of the Tributes and everybody's looking at her and they have, like, the banners of her and PETA. That just looks like... It looks alive, you know? I look at it and I see, like, a scene from a movie. But these are just Katniss standing there, and that's what I don't like. And they've come with these posters since Catching Fire. Tim Pelion's been doing this where it's just Katniss standing there, and I don't like it. Katniss, there should be movement to them. I mean, I guess that he's going for artistic, but really, it doesn't fit with my idea of what posters for this movie should be.
Well, the thing for me is, I want a poster to stop someone in a theater. So they go, oh, it's Mockingjay, you know? But, I mean, that was my big problem with the Pocahontas one, is, I mean, people would just walk right by that. You know, Katniss was so small, and the quote was so obscure, and it didn't really tell you anything about the movie. So, I mean, people would just... I don't know, I'll just walk right by it, like, oh, I don't know, it's a girl standing on a mountain, so what, you know?
It's like having a Mission Impossible poster, where it's just like Tom Cruise staring off into the distance, by himself, with nothing else. And it's like, no.
No bird on his shoulder?
Maybe.
or it needs to make a statement. Or needs to make a statement in a minimalist fashion. Like, I really actually enjoyed the posters that they did with the war paint of the Mockingjay.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's one that you pass that, you're going to stop and look at it for
definitely.
A second.
But that was great because you feel that, you look at that and you're like, they're just going to run off and fight people.
Yeah, they're so, they look so intense, right?
Yeah, it looks like something's going on. You know, and this of Katniss just standing there, it's very philosophical, but it's not Hunger Games to me. It's, I don't know.
It's how we're going to feel after we see the movie, but it's not going to make us excited for the movie. I mean, that's a post-Mockingjay viewing poster.
It's just,
Hey, marketing's back to front.
I guess they just want to keep up with the theme, but it's a theme that doesn't work. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've just, especially with the backgrounds on their posters recently, when they try to add in the background, I feel like whoever is responsible for that has just given up. Like, it's just so fake and ugh.
Yeah, it's like, they have this background. That's why we see it in all the different posters. They just have this like stock background and they use it for everything. And it's so lazy. No, don't do that.
No. It's just a shame because if they haven't got like enough of their own ideas and whatever, I mean, they're doing this fan competition thing at the moment. But there's such beautiful fan art out there.
I know.
That, you know, they could even just do something like that. Online or whatever, or take a bit of inspiration, like just think,
it should just
be better.
It's very lazy. I mean, I didn't hate this poster as much as I did but still
it's underwhelming.
It's not exciting.
Yeah. just the whole thing is non-exciting, you know. It's good. The world tours is great, and I mean, look, even the Four Prim thing gets people talking, but I sit here and I'm like, yeah, okay, cool, you know, there's a few weeks to go to the movie. I'm looking forward to go see the movie, but that's it. Like, Catching Fire, I was like, oh my god, Catching Fire, you know, all I wanted to talk about. And like, I don't know, I just feel like both these Mockingjay, this should be epic. It should be huge. It should be all that we can talk about. Mm. And I don't know, I'm just not excited.
I was thinking that day, because that day they gave us so many new things. And once again, this happens several times a year with Lionsgate, that they just dump everything on us. And I'm like, why don't you just stretch it out a little? Yeah. Like, you could have given us the poster first, and then the Four Prim, and then, you know,
New
stills interspersed in between. But no, they give us everything at once. Like, I woke up that day and there were like 4 new posts, and poor Kira was like dying posting everything. So I'm like, you couldn't have just spaced that out a bit? Well, no, everything at the same time.
And so early, like you said, so early in the morning, it's like I'm sitting waiting for Good Morning America, and I'm watching Good Morning America, and I'm just kind of sitting there, and then all of a sudden I see this poster pop up on my timeline, and I'm like, what? I'm like, this is like, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing?
It was like 5 in California.
And then, God, you know, it was too much all at one time. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, within
and
a half
with,
hour.
With no,
I mean,
warning. With very little warning. Because we were expecting GMA simply because we were around the night before to see the announcement.
Mm.
But we weren't ready for 7,000 things, you know? It's like, I would have woken up early to help, but no, nobody told me.
Yeah, I mean, we just thought it was a GMA thing, right? So.
Yeah, but I don't know. And then I hope they don't just go back to nothing.
I feel like it can't be like that, because it's I don't know, we're approaching the 2 month mark, so I don't know. I just feel like it's gotta, the waterfall's gotta be turned on now, right? I mean, but I've been saying that a lot, so.
Yeah, I mean, we're always optimistic, but
and then it goes dead.
Well, I think once we get, you know, within a couple of days of the tickets going on sale, and then I think that first week in October, we may get hammered. It may not be, like, a bunch of big things, but I think there's going to be a lot of promotion, at least that first week that the tickets are on sale. And then the TV spots should start soon after that, so hear random off and on.
Which T is not going to watch. Right. I know I'm gonna tell myself not to watch them, but I'm gonna watch them anyway.
I'm gonna watch everything. I don't even lie to myself when it comes to that stuff.
I get to the point where we with the TV spots, when they start coming like fast like they do, it's like I just, you know, I don't watch the video. I go to the page, grab the, you know, I'll grab the link and then post it. You know, put it in here. New TV spot. Da da da. Know, watch at your own risk or whatever.
Yeah.
Post it. Like, I'm done. I mean, I know what's going to happen, but I don't want to know exactly how.
Well, I mean, we know what's going to happen, but we don't know because we know there's going to be changes, right? They're going to, they'll have adapted it for maximum dramatic and emotional effect for us because, I mean, I have total faith in Nina and Francis. So, I mean, I know that they've got something insane in store for us.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, I know we're going to be in for shocks.
I want to mention that, too, because the day they revealed the world tour and Nina and Francis tweeted the same thing out, people started being really rude to Nina.
Yeah.
Don't do that, jerks. Yeah. Come on.
I know. Nina's people started screeching. I saw a lot of tweets about, what about Italy? And all, like, caps and stuff like that. And it was just like, excuse me. But... Mm. I mean, you'll still be able to see the movie if there's no premiere in your country or state or whatever. I mean, I live in all the way out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. I see it last in the entire world. And it's like, if they don't have a premiere here, it's a bummer. I mean, I was bummed they didn't have one here for Catching Fire because they filmed the arena here. But I still got to see the movie.
No one gets to complain until they come live in Australia.
Yeah.
No one.
No No, but seriously, don't, like, people need to, like, I know they get excited and they jump on it, but yelling at Nina is not okay.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Ever.
It's not even her decision, so.
No.
Yeah.
People have this, like, idiotic presumption that she
controls
everything. Is responsible for everything and control everything. And she was asked to tweet something and said, yeah, sure, I'll do it. And that's probably her entire involvement with this whole tour.
Yep.
Yeah. So
it's not like she looks at a map and she tells Lionsgate, these are where the premieres are going to be. I have spoken. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it probably wasn't a good idea to call it a world tour if they're just going to, like, Europe and the United States.
Yeah.
But
that's
not Nina's fault, okay?
Yeah.
Stop being...
She doesn't come up with the hashtags.
No. That really made me mad. Oh, God.
Mm. That's right.
Like, don't be ingrates. Come on.
Yeah.
All right. Any last thoughts? Because I think we need to wrap it up. I mean, other than tickets
really
go on sale on October 1st. I don't think we mentioned that. So.
Really quick, I just wanted to mention for the book fans, because I was supposed to post this today and I totally forgot. I think Goodreads was doing like a list of 100 top 100 young adult books of all time. And The Hunger Games came in at first. Above Harry Potter and a bunch of other really cool books, so I just wanted to say yay!
See, that's what I'm talking about. The Hunger Games is ginormous. Have some faith in the franchise.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else? Anybody else have last thoughts?
No. More Lionsgate. More!
Without spoilers, preferably.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we want to thank Teresa from Down with the Capital for joining us today, and Kate from Victor Village. You can visit their websites at www.victorsvillage.com and www.hungergames.dwtc. I've never actually had to say it out loud. HungerGamesDWTC.net. Okay, so thank you for listening to episode 23 of Jabbercast. Be sure to visit us at our website at www.jabberjays.net. You can follow us on Twitter at HDJabberJays. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/jabberjays.net and on Instagram at jabberjays.net. Still no Snapchat.
Nope.
Nothing.
Okay, thanks everyone. Bye.
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 Bye.